It's been 6 years since Hurricane Katrina struck New Orleans. And once again, we're seeing images of flooding on TV, people standing on roofs, and how they're still picking up the pieces. What we're not hearing is this. That's Big Frida, a New Orleans rapper. I went to his Big Purple house to meet him, another rapper called Katie Red, and DJ Rusty Laser. They weren't quite ready for me when I arrived. The house looks like chaos incarnate. There's an ancient couch, a throwaway coffee table, candy wrappers everywhere, and several bongs scattered around the place. It is an explosion of disorder. Frida and Katie are two of the biggest names in a uniquely New Orleans brand of hip-hop called Bounce. And you need to know that they are gay and out there. Katie is dressed in a red wig and a short skirt. Frida has on earrings and a blonde mohawk.
I'm Katie Reed, and I do Bounce in New Orleans. I'm the first homosexual rapper.
You can joke if you want, Katie Reed, cause you're slipping and she down,
I am Big Frida, the Queen Diva. I represents New Orleans Bounce music, and what makes me stand out is my personality and my style.
I am DJ Rusty Laser. I pretty much stand out for being the white kid.
At everything.
At everything.
For people out there who have never heard of Bounce, and I'm going to be honest with you, that included me until about a week ago. How is it different from hip-hop or gangsta or whatever?
Bounce in New Orleans, it has its own unique style, and it can't be mimicked nowhere else.
How would I immediately recognize that as distinctive?
Trigger Man and Brown Beat.
We say Trigger Man because that's the name of the song, but like every time we wanted something, we want the Trigger Man beat, yeah, or the Cheeky Black beat, the Brown beat.
And how does that beat go?
Dun, 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 dun.
The rhymes you are about dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun. The
Dragnet. Yeah. And when I started saying drag rap.
Now we just say fag rap.
Thank you.
Okay.
Rap and hip hop are known for being ultra macho, homophobic, misogynist. Whether that's true or not, this is the perception. So what are two nice girls like you doing in a musical place like this?
Okay. We forced our way in, and we're not going nowhere.
We both wanted our way in. They put me here. God put me here, and this is something he must have wanted me to do. We just trying to let them accept us for who we is, and they can't stop us.
Who I might be, who I might be, everywhere.
You know, you're going to have your people that's homophobic. When Katie started, she gave me a lot of confidence to keep on doing it. And that was a strong stand for me. You know, like this first gay guy coming out and was very strong and very bold in what he say. And we're here to stay.
Yeah, I think rap is just about telling your story. They tell the story that fits their life. That's what rap's supposed to be.
Rusty, you are a white guy in a predominantly black and gay scene. What's a guy like you doing in the gay bounce rap scene?
I mean, I've been living in New Orleans for about 15 years, and I started DJing, and like I started doing block parties on my own block. And when you do block parties, like they want to hear that beat. And if you don't have that beat, the girls look at you like they're going to kill you. So why wouldn't I want to keep it up, you know? You know, you watch people completely, they walk in the door thinking life's working out one way, and then they see that show and everything, the whole life changes, you know?
What was it like for you both growing up black and gay?
For me, it was pretty easy because my mom was accepting of me being gay. after I told her, it was just like we became the best of friends.
What'd you say to her?
I actually waited till it was like my 12-year-old birthday party, and I sit her down on my lap at my party with all my friends, of course, because I needed like this.
It was a coming out party.
It was basically my coming out party, because I felt so confident this day, and I was like, Mom, I need to tell you something. She was like, okay, Freddie, what is it? And I set her on my lap, and it was just me and her in the yard at the time, and I was like, I'm gay. And she was like, did I do anything wrong? And I was like, no, you've been the best mom ever. That's my number one heart. And anytime something would happen with me at school, no matter where, she was there, and she was there fast. But the flip side about it, she kept me in positive things to stay out of trouble. I was in choir. I was the choir director of my school and my church. And, you know, I had maybe two or three fights with guys for stupid reasons. And I whooped their ass. And
and what about you, Katie?
My ass was pretty different. My mom had a hard time accepting me for who I was, but probably because we come from a big family. I come from like a real strict family, and you know, I had to prove this point and prove this, let everybody know I'm still going to be here no matter what. So I grew with fighting boys from calling me out my name, fighting boys for disrespecting me, fighting girls from playing with me, and you know, I just grew up like rough. That's probably why when I started rapping, my songs were so vulgar like they was, and so, you know, I really was a punk under pressure.
Sounds to me like you had to fight every inch.
I got big cousins and a big brother who is not gay. And they see me, they see the feminine side of me. So it's like they're trying to beat me. We go get a gun. They coming out there for me.
A gun?
Yay. Because they feel played. They feel played because a gay guy done whooped his ass in front of all his friends. So
yeah, they're going to try to shoot you. And what Katie was saying about her cousins, I went through that too with my cousins, but my mom, once
her
again.
Mom, yeah, this is like Freedom Mom. My mom was more like, yeah, get him. Like, get his ass. Like, yeah, and Freedom Mom was more like,
I'll shoot one of you bitches, you know, and that's how it was. It was like my mama defended me a lot, you know, and that's how it was. I have a wonderful mother.
And I have a mean mama.
I'm a punk under pressure. When we finish my money on the dresser.
I never dreamed to be this punk rapper, or I always thought I was gonna be like this hairdresser or this, like, you know, I went to nursing school too, you know, Freedom with the floral school as well, you know, people I hung around, they influenced me to be a rapper because we was all intoxicated at a party and they was like, here to get the mic, and I'm like, for what I'm gonna say, and they like saying stuff y'all be saying in the hallway, so I'm like.
So and what did you sing? Do you remember what you did?
I got on the mic and I said, you can joke if you want. Katie Ray, coach slipping and she down ya.
Down ya.
And that's all I heard. So it's like, when I heard this, the whole sports ball, I knew it. It's like, I heard that, so I was like, I'm a punk, cut the pressure. When we finish, put my money on the dresser. And it's like the barber said, dresser, you know. So I'm like, so that sound good then, you know, so I was like, feeling it, so I was like, Katie Ray. The next morning we came outside, I was like, oh, bitch, you rocked the party, bitch. Oh, yes, bitch, girl, they tell me you're rapping now, huh? And before you know it, TikTok was giving me all kind of business cards.
It just like woke up something inside of you, just doing it like that, and boom.
Just always doing it in the hallway. We used to always like just make noise in the hallway, like we beat on the wall. Making up lyrics.
Could I ask you some of the Freedom things you would make up?
Freedom was Quiet Girl. We used to always say, Quiet Girl. And Freedom said,
whoa, I would hit a note.
And Freedom kicked like a high note. Yeah, it was like, girl, we used to have so much fun.
What would you do? Would you do one for me? One of the things that you did way back when?
You want a whole concert with
me? When I first started, I did, Oh Yeah. Oh Yeah was my first song. And it was just a slang for the girls, like, oh yeah, them hoes, they mad. Yo boy, I made my cash.
Ooh, it doesn't matter.
Josephine, just do it. Ooh, it doesn't matter.
No, for me, just do it. Give a try.
Rusty, what is the most fun you've ever had performing?
I mean, my whole thing as a DJ and as a musician, period, is watching people go somewhere else when they listen to the music, because that's what happens to me. So with no fears, no hesitations, and mostly really dominated by women, you know, which is, for me, there's not enough like that in the world. You know, I grew up in punk music. This is way better than that. You know, it has the same energy, that same supercharged energy, but it's not boys pushing each other around in the front and getting angry. It's girls like jockeying for room to like pop their ass. That's great. You know? Like, it's so much more positive for me.
We have so many memorable moments. You can have a car pass by with a loud sound system. You can get a pile of girls that's just standing just talking on a corner. And when they hear the music coming, everybody just bent over.
Everything stops. They can be talking about whatever they talk about, they're going to stop what they're doing and they're going to bend over and get, girl, I won't go out tonight, bitch.
Yeah. it'd be like, bitch, that was that beat.
Yeah, that beat is a drug.
Right after Katrina, my first show was on Halloween. That was one of the most memorable moments for me. They made me feel like Michael Jackson when I pulled up in a parking lot, Houston. I hadn't did a show since Katrina. And when I arrived, when I said one word in the building, the roof could have blew off. I said, and everybody said, oh, yeah. And it was just like the energy. And like everybody's just being so happy to hear that beat and see me, and it was something that I could never replace ever, because Katrina hit and everybody was like in a down mode. When they said they was bringing me, the club was packed, wall to wall. That was one of the most memorable nights for me. It was.
You better believe her. Thank you.
How much of New Orleans is in your music?
All of New Orleans.
All of New Orleans is in my music.
Because when we're doing it Orleans. Based on New Orleans, you know.
And based on our lifestyle, based on New Orleans, based on our life, because our life is in New Orleans.
Let's talk a little bit about New Orleans and the recent past, some of the tragedies of the recent past. New Orleans has made the news over the years, of course, for Hurricane Katrina, but for other things, the oil spill, rogue cops. Do you see your music as a kind of an antidote to all the negative news?
I would say it definitely has an effect on the people. Because like Rusty said, when they come to the club, they can forget all those problems. And like a lot of girls be having children and they have to deal with the children all day and school and work. And the daddy's dealing with this and that.
Daddy's in jail.
And right. Dad is in jail and is single parents, and when they come to the club, they can go to another world and lose that. You know, none of that matter until they get back home. You know,
so it comes from like the poorest neighborhoods of New Orleans. Basically, that's where it comes out of, and that's just people, I think, trying to feel better about what they do. You know, like feel better about their lives.
Has anybody actually? Do you remember anybody in particular coming up to you and saying thank you? Because
somebody that really struck me.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, I mean, I have a lot of them.
I know Big Ella should be one of them.
Yeah, I could say Big Ella. When I first met Ella, she came up to me. We was at a club called Secrets. I was from Uptown. She was representing Downtown. And we had the Uptown-Downtown shake battle. So me and her going for it on the stage, just going for it, going for it.
And going for it consists of what?
Who could shake the best.
Right.
You know, we like throwing our bodies all kind of ways, mixing our ass in a circle like a washing machine. Like rocking your booty side to side, you know, making it go around like a washer, making it go up and down,
wake,
bend over, like, you know, hands on the ground, ass in the air, you know, like doggy style.
Your elbows on the ground.
So me and her was just going for it and whatever. And when it was all over, I won the battle. And she came up to me and said she looked up to me and I was her idol and would I be her gay mom. So I was like, yes, definitely. And we started getting to know each other, you know, and we've been gay mom and daughter since.
Her gay mom.
Right.
We have gay families
in the gay life.
That's not only not knowing.
It's all over.
Still, you don't get asked to be somebody's mom every day.
Mm-mm. No.
Right.
How many children do y'all have?
Oh.
Well, I have like 15.
I'm close. Because I have girls too. Yeah. I have at least 20 of those.
How to be gay and, you know, carry yourself appropriate and respectful. Keep your business to yourself. They do stuff like that. But it'd be more like your mentor.
The one thing that's very clear, listening to you talk about your lives and talk about what you're rapping, is how meaningful all of this is to you, how much this stuff really, really matters to you, and how much it all reflects your everyday lives. So of your entire repertoire at this point, which song is for you the most meaningful and why?
My most meaningful song would be Jen and My System.
5, 4, 3, 2.
What's it about?
It's about anybody getting drunk, you know. I got that gin in my system. Somebody gonna be my victim. They looking for somebody to
who I'm going home with
tonight.
For the hotel.
Why is that so meaningful to you?
Cause it's basically what I like, you know. I'm going to the club, get a drink, and going home to my boy.
That's not very deep, Frida.
It is deep enough.
Would you do a little bit of it for me?
What, gin in my system?
Yeah.
I got that gin in my system. Somebody gonna be my victim. I got that gin in my system.
Rusty, Frida, Katie, it's been a delight. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
All righty then.
All right, for all the listeners out there, Big Frida, Katie Red, and Rusty Laser, you already know.
What should we leave him with? Should we leave him with something?
What the fuck?
Big Freddy K. Ready, we make it go down. We both plug boys from all around. Rapping at them DJs are making whole shake shake. Everybody represent these two sissies. You heard me, you already know.